What's the mindset for the defense?
I mean, he's a beast. So you got to make sure that everything we're doing, we have to do well facing someone like him and the quarterback like Matt Ryan. And last week they got the running game going. So this offense is starting to click for him. We understand that. So we got to be at our best this week, especially going on the road against a team that's fire hot. So we know how important that is for us. So we just got to do a real good job of just executing our game plan, and hopefully that's good enough.
That's a little contrast between Freeman and Coleman. One guy, Coleman a little bit upright, and the other guy's a little hard to find, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, they do a real good job. The offensive line, that scheme they run and everything, the backs find holes. I mean, and for us up front defensively, is we know everybody's at the point of attack, and they'll hit the ball anywhere. So, and they do a real good job of blocking it up, and the running backs finding those holes. So, we got to play well in the passing game and in the running game to be successful against this team.
What are your center and guards like?
They're good. They're a good offensive line. They play well together. That's one thing when you look at them. When they doing what they're supposed to do, which they have been, and like I said last week, they got the running game going. They stuck with it, and it showed. It paid off for them. So, but they play well together, and they very disciplined, and they very well coached. You could just tell the way they play football. They very well coached. So, it's going to take our best to go up there and try to get a W. But that's what football is all about. Going on the road in an environment like that, that's tough to play against a red hot football team. It's going to show where we at.
What's fun about going on the road?
I just think the whole thing, when you come in on Saturday and you're on the plane ride and you kind of have some downtime where the team can actually get together and just have some conversation, talk about football, talk about life in general. It brings you together as a unit, as a team. And I think a lot of us, we really enjoy that, especially with a younger team. You kind of get a chance to, the young guys get a chance to talk to some of the veterans and just talk about anything, And a lot of times the conversations is way in left field. But you know what? That's what teammates is all about. That's the fun. That's what's fun, having teammates. And we have to be able to go on the road and win ball games. That's anywhere, especially in football. You have to be able to go on the road and win games. And that's what we're going to try to do this week.
Vince Romeo talked about when we asked him what teams are doing different maybe this year to J.J. He said last week they're running a seven-man protection, and if they're double and triple teaming J.J., somebody away from him has to win. Easier said than done when you hear that. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, feel the same way. They're going to, trust me, just like they got Julio, we have J.J. So a lot of teams are going to account for him, 2, 3, 4, chip. Slide. I mean, every which way they're going to try to block him. So that leaves everybody else in the good matchups. And we got to be able to win that. We understand that too. So then we got to do a better job as a defense. Understand that if teams are going to try to take him out of the ball game, everybody else got to step up. So we know when we call certain plays, who should be able to make plays, who should be able to be blocked one-on-one, and who should be able to get a little pressure, and who should make tackles. So we understand that. As long as we understand that, that's the first step. And next step is making the plays. So, but it's coming together for us. Like I said, last week was a step in the right direction. Each week we're trying to get better. We have gotten better. But it's going to take one game at a time for us. And that's the way we have to attack it. Each week is different week. But at the same time, we want to win. So, but I like what we're doing so far. So far, so good. And we got to just keep pounding it.
Vince, you talked about the team would take a step forward if you went on the road, but this is a really good team. Would this be a big step forward? You accomplish this?
Every week is a big week. So, I mean, I don't care if a team 0-3 or 3-0. Each week is a big week. So we treat every week different. We treat each week big. So the name of the game is winning. That's the key. So we're going to do everything in our willpower to try to walk away with a W. That's our goal. So we very confident. I'm pretty sure they very confident. They playing good football. Things we doing around here has gotten better, and we happy with the way they're getting better. So we just have to be able to build from that moving forward. We can't take a step back. So I'm looking forward to it. I think this team is looking forward to it, to go on the road against a good football team and see what we can do.
You said this team is confident. Is anything different going into this game than any of the previous teams?
No, we just starting to gel together. And I think that's one of the things that as a team, once you get guys to start gelling together and stuff starting to come together. And I think right now that's where we're at. Things are starting to come together. We're starting to do a little things a little differently. Guys starting to understand their roles. And I think once we get to that point, you can really dial up what you want to dial up. So it's the fourth game, and that's where we're at right now. So we're excited about it. Like I say, there's no other place I'd rather be with this team and where we're heading, because I see nothing but good things. If we just continue to get better and execute our game plan, we'll be pretty good.